Microsoft founder Bill Gates is explaining his company's position on gay rights legislation. The company has been attacked over its actions or lack of them on a proposal to ban discrimination against homosexuals. The bill was before the legislature in Washington State, where the giant corporation is based. The measure failed in the state Senate by a single vote. Microsoft chose not to support the bill, and a conservative minister claimed credit for pressuring the company. Employees protested the lack of action. In an interview with NPR, Bill Gates said that even though his company did not support the bill, he personally does.
We were, you know, one of the first to have the anti-discrimination requirements, to have domestic partner benefits, and we hope we've set a good example in that.
Were you surprised to learn what your company's position was?
I hadn't followed that particular state legislation. There is this question on, say, a broad social issue, you know, take the most controversial, something like abortion. Do companies get in and take positions on that? I think there's some of these issues, and when you have customers, shareholders, employees strongly on both sides of an issue, that the company will not take a position on. This one, if it comes up again, we're going to go through a process and, you know, make sure that we're choosing to take a position or not for the right reasons.
So in your view, was it a mistake to make the steps on the gay rights bill that you did, changing your support?
We didn't change. It was before this session.
Deciding not to support.
We chose not to get involved in that. People can know what we stand for as a company in terms of anti-discrimination. They can also know that we won't necessarily take a position on every social issue that comes up.
Microsoft founder Bill Gates says the company will check with employees in the future before taking positions on some issues. Gates sat down for a wide-ranging conversation, and tomorrow on Morning Edition, we will hear him speak about education, innovation, and his changing company.